Okay, I would like to call the regular meeting of the Water Wastewater Committee to order, and I would like to have a roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken, and let the record reflect that all members are present, with the exception of Finance Manager Brightstein and District Water Engineer Show.
Okay, this is the time for public comment. There is no public here. I'll make the request. Anybody have anything to say that's not on the agenda? Hearing none, we'll move on to acceptance of the minutes.
Move approval of minutes from July 19th.
And it's made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
And that passes. And let's hear from, this is a D, presentation, water, wastewater update, and I will turn it over to our more than capable staff to go ahead and do that.
Yes, so there's two projects that are one underway and one about to get underway. The first is the OM manual, which you know is underway. So we had five chapters submitted and reviewed. We've sent our comments back on the first five chapters for the OM manual. They are scheduling more chapters by the end of this month for us to review, so that progress is coming along. The NPDES permit is also a project that's undergoing right now. They've kicked downloaded most of the information off of the state website. They're about 3 quarters done preparing the application, and then we're holding down until we get the master plan started so we can use some coordination between the master plan and the permit. Okay. And then we have our new master plan kickoff meeting. We probably have a contract signed on that. That's the change next Thursday. Now it's Thursday at
Thursday.
2 o'clock. I'll change that new invite this week, Thursday at 2 o'clock.
Oh, wow, man, you're constantly changing. You're like a woman.
I am.
I'm sorry.
So that'll be the start of the master plan.
For the record,
the key element of the master plan is one final observation and review of what we're doing for denitrification.
Okay, so who are the contractors involved in all three of those events?
Yes.
All three?
Yeah.
Okay. One thing, through our experience in the past, that I want to make sure that we take a good look, when that master plan goes down and it's reviewed over and over to make sure that we have a master plan that fits. So, and I won't say this, the original master plan, we were building things that may or may not, things change.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure that we account for that this time, that we build what's adequate for what we need. We don't build more than we need, we don't build less than we need.
Right.
That's all I'm going to say.
And that is a specific element. It's a specific element in the master plan to address.
We're a more mature district now. Yeah. We should be better at that.
Right.
Okay.
And of course, we've had some flow changes that have dropped, and that's a big element of what's being reviewed. But this will be the last, in terms of overall schedule, we're going to spend about 12 months to finish this master plan. And then really coming out of that, it's going to be decision time. Go time about denitrification. You know, we're going to be coming out of that in 2019, and then we're going to have to start planning for, all right, now we've got to go build it in terms of denitrification.
We've got to fund it, too.
And we've got to fund it, that's exactly right. So this is the last review that we're going to take, where we're going to look at, okay, the flow went down, we're going to do something different. There's a few different methodologies that are out there, they're going to do something different. But this is the last setup, okay, we do something different, or are we locked in? But after this is the last engineering recommendation that's going to come out before we have to proceed on and implement the project.
Right. I'm just feel I need to just, you know, state my opinion on this. I'm sure you guys are on top of it. I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but we had a major, our flows changed a lot prior to the water meter project. A couple of years ago, we had a major reduction.
They started dropping.
With reduction in flows?
The drought.
Okay, so that was it probably was the drought issue because everybody cut back. We get that. But now we have the water meter issue. It's going to take a little while for us to figure out where the baseline is. Now we have several factors that have been involved here, and we need to make sure we're not making decisions based on information that's not relevant. It's not going to always be in a drought, although I don't see California, based on the water situation, ever going back to, hey, use as much water as you want. I don't think that's going to happen. But again, those factors, it just makes it difficult for me. Maybe you guys have a grass line, but it's difficult for me to see a baseline. With regards to our plant, our consumption.
Kevin, based on the 1.3 million gallons today that we cycle through the plant today, I backed that up. We have roughly 6,000 homes, so that's 240 gallons a day per home. So now there is a law that is circulating in Sacramento right now to limit us individually to 55 gallons a day. And so those are the type of things we don't know how
well,
that's going to
turn out. Well, we can't build down. What we built, we built.
I know that, but what I'm saying, this is coming, and that plan of his is going to be out before this new law is onto us. If it takes effect in 2023. They're asking for comments now about it. So that's why we're aware of that. And so
the comment is we don't live in a communist country. You can't tell me how much water I can use.
It's an unrealistic goal.
Absolutely.
Anyway, to get back to your thing, where...
And that's just an opinion by the board member. Right?
I'm just letting you know it's coming down to the district.
So, to the director's point on that, We have to play chess here instead of checkers, because there could be development on the Cicchini property, and there could be development even across the street on the other side of Highway 4 where Discovery Bay comes out. You know, they've talked schools, they've talked all kinds of things. So the problem is that if we we want to be able to do something that's flexible and not lock us in to where it now becomes an exorbitant expense if there is growth. Because what would be just an upgrade to a plant now requires a whole new plant because we've locked ourselves in.
But there is a law on the books. If a developer causes you an increase, they receive the benefit, they have to pay for that whole benefit, not the rest of Discovery Bay residents. So if Pantages came in, or Latter Day Saints Church, or the Union School District came in, forced us to increase by $1 million, $2 million, they have to pay for that.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
And we do have the capability of continuing to expand the plant by just adding more components the same way, right? We wouldn't necessarily have to tear the plant. I mean, look, we just added, we have to add another
ox sticks
and two more clarifiers and another set bank of UV and a, I mean, that all goes down.
And D-Night.
And expand the D-Night. But a lot of this stuff, we built it so it can be built upon.
Yeah, it's built so it can be built upon. The pipes you have now are very custom.
Right.
But if we do the D-Night where we actually take up space in the ox, I don't know how to say more.
Go down, over, up, somewhere. Just don't go up. Up will probably answer it.
If we do D-Night in the oxygen,
right.
All right, you can't expand upon that. You would have to
do
a whole new process of another oxygen, right, and
right.
D-Night.
Yes, you're absorbing some of your capacity. So let's say that the flows are 1.3, and that's the new number. It used to be 1.8, but the flows 1.3, now that's the new number. So you have actually some spare capacity in the plant right now. Right? If we came back to the flows for the existing community, you're never going to you would have to build anything to accommodate some growth, a reasonable amount of growth, right? Now, the real trick is, our flows for the existing community, the community we have right now, are they ever going to go up back to where they were before? It used to be 1.8, you know. Let's put it this way, before we started building the plant, we started building the plant in 2002, we were screaming to get it online because we were flowing 1.2. We were flowing 1.2 in 2002. You know what I'm saying? That's what it was flowing. And we didn't think we were going to make it. We barely got the second plant online, and then that's what we got. Then it slowly went up to 1.8. Now we're all the way back to 1.3. So we're at a flow now that was what we were seeing in 2002. You know, that's what we were flowing in 2002. Now that's going to be the new normal. You have spare capacity, right? Now you have choices in how you use that capacity.
Where is the meeting going to be?
Plan two. I didn't think it was like a meeting.
When's the meeting?
It's going to be a plan two next Thursday at 2 o'clock.
One of the things in the plan, like I said,
next Thursday.
Use the off-stitch area for denitrification at lower. And then in the plan, have a plan that says if some of these things come in, here's our, we'll put another off-stitch right here and do the same technique to the denitrification.
That's
have it in the plan.
Right, yeah.
Just because we pick a certain method doesn't mean we can't extend that method. We don't have to change that.
But work out how you're going to do it.
It's just convenient now for us.
Work out how you're going to expand it and make sure it's reasonable when you get it.
Correct. Right.
So the master plan is a big deal for the district. It hangs a lot of dollar amount on how much we're going to spend in this D9. But it also picks up the questions of things like you're talking about. Like how flexible are we if some of this program comes in? And, you know, where we're at. The decision last time when we did the master plan was the boundaries there are limited line and the vacant lots inside Discovery Bay. That was it. That was the limits of the master plan. And it was assumed anyone else comes along is going to pay and come in. You know, that's how it's going to be done. Now, if you close it down now, you have some flexibility around. You know, you have some flexibility.
But
the downside of flexibility is that if close ever push back up and you bought into it, then maybe you didn't charge the developer, which you should have when you showed up.
Right.
You let it in, for cheap. You know, but then if close push up, then it's going to be on us to expand the plan.
But I think the other thing to keep in mind is that the master plan, if a major part of the master plan is, let's say we have things in the master plan that's like a D9 for the state.
Yeah.
When it comes down to the point where it's 2020, 2021, 2019, whatever, and they say, okay, it's time, go, pull the trigger, want to do D9. We don't just take what the master plan says at that point, because that's 3 or 4 years down the road. We reevaluate whether the master plan is the right answer. I mean, for the time that we're in right now. We don't just say, oh, it's the Bible. We're going to do exactly what it says in the master plan. The master plan is somewhat of a living document that if, in fact, things change that we don't understand.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Something significant changed. But remember, if you want an honest evaluation of different alternatives, that takes time. That's why we're doing master plan. An honest evaluation of different alternatives and answer these questions. So at the end of this master plan, the idea was we've got the water meters installed. We do have some new data about what's going on with flow from the water meters. We have some data on the baseline. We'll have some management decisions about goals and what we're willing to pay for and what kind of flexibility we want, and then we'll choose. But after in next July 2019, we have to start engineering the alternative. So in terms of when is it all done, yes, it's got to be online in 2022. But remember, we have to back up and get the right time to operate the plan.
What we're going for
2023.
December 31st, 2023.
Right, okay. But we need to give Bernie time to run the plans before the permit change so that we can work out bugs. So that takes some time. And you got to plan the engineering construction. You got to back all the way around. Then you got to do a financing plan. So my point being is coming out in 2019, next summer, we have to start working on a financing plan based on the dollars that we have at that time. We'll have to implement a financing plan. We'll have to start identifying the money. And then very shortly after that,
So we have a hard deadline from the state of December 31st, 2023 to implement denitrification. That's a hard deadline. That's a mandate.
That's a department right now. It could change the new permit.
So what we found with the filters is we delayed starting construction of the filters. It only gave us a little bit of time to try and run up before the permit change. And we ran into problems because you just need time to run this thing. You don't want to walk into a permit change with just a brand new facility at the deadline. You know, right? These are biological processes. It takes time to operate. And you only need time to practice time to run it, and there's no penalty for figuring out how this all goes. So we have to back up from there. You know,
What's a consolidated view of denitrification look like? What does that involve? Just really, not just 2 minutes. What does that look like visually? What do we have to do to for denitrification? Sorry?
It's a new high-oxide zone. The current plant is a new concrete tank directly in front of each oxidation dish that's fairly deep, like 10 to 15 feet, and fairly large. And so it requires a lot of work to build. There's a lot of shoring, there's a lot of effort to build.
How deep?
Like 15 feet.
Okay. And what's the process for pulling the nitrate out of the water?
Yeah. So you take the water out of the oxidation dish that's got oxygen with it, and you put it in a special chamber with no oxygen, and you deprive it of oxygen, and a new bacteria grows, and that new bacteria attacks the nitrate.
So it's another biological, it puts another biological step in the whole process.
But there's also a chemical treatment out there if you want to spend money on chemicals.
Okay, that's enough. Yeah. Just wanted to get a visual or at least a perception of what we're talking about here.
I would suggest that the finance committees get on their agenda or something and start talking about finance.
Yeah, it's all dependent on cost too.
Right, but we can get a ballpark on the cost.
Yeah, we're trying to see if we can.
Well, if it goes between two, I already know it goes between $2 and $9 million.
Depending on what process you use.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And one process means, we're going to end up having to consider a bond and a rate increase to pay for that bond. And the other cheaper process is that we can almost fund it with reserves.
I think a bond is the best way to do
that. The cheaper process, you have to upgrade the plan.
With the cheaper process, so we're really talking four.
Six.
So you're talking six or nine. Six. You're not talking two or nine.
I would use those numbers and start a discussion with the finance committee, start to brainstorm a little bit about it.
Okay. So
I think bond is the way to go.
Regulatory deadlines on a financing plan. So they're not just saying, okay, tell us what you've done in 2023. They're saying, give us your financing plan, give us your engineering plan. So there's actually milestones all along the way that we have to hit. Now, we've been shoving and jiving the whole time for 8 years or whatever. This is our permit. This went into our permit in the last cycle, so that was 5 years ago. And we've been telling them, yeah, we're working on a financing plan. And originally, we didn't have a financing plan where DNEC was included in, but it was so far out, it fell off the plan. That was the problem. We first did our financing plan and rate study in 2014, 2012, 2013. It was so far out that it fell off.
Well, unfortunately, I don't think that there's much, whether the bond's the right answer or the wrong answer, I think it's the only answer.
Well,
because we don't have time between now and 2019 to collect enough money from our constituents to pay for it without some outrageous rate hike.
Well, there's,
really.
But there is an alternative to the bond as well, direct financing. Some kind of direct financing makes more sense than going out to the bond and all the stuff we went through with the bond. Direct financing is another alternative that has to be weighed by the finance committee, where it becomes easier and almost a wash in
cost.
In cost.
Correct? Let's look at that.
And, well, I think that's why we should start that discussion.
Okay, and we will. We could.
It's such a good
thank you.
So those are the three things that are going on in wastewater.
The
water side, we got the Newport water control panel upgrade going on, which an RFP is getting ready to go out for that. That project will start in October. So just like we did the Willow, we'll be upgrading the controls and the PLCs at both the Newport water plant. And then also at that same time, we'll be pulling well 4 and well 2 that we have as well.
We're going to be doing what, hopefully?
Pull it, we have it.
Okay.
30 days
kind of thing. Yeah, we're going to pull a whole
scrub it. Scrub it on the inside. Well, two right here next to the fire station is starting to have less flow. So we don't know, we don't believe it's the motor after analyzing.
Well, 4 is a Newport?
That's correct. And so we think calcium buildup, whatever's on the screen, in there, so it needs to be put acid in there to clean it, and you get more flow coming through the screw.
Yeah, you just put it in some of that CDR or whatever, like I do with my shower head,
right.
It just pulls it right out, and you put it back in.
Yeah,
pretty easy.
Like vinegar.
Whatever that stuff is. Anyway, LNS, is it Ludolf Swimming's involved in this
correct.
Process? They're just not here today.
Correct.
The goal is to next Friday, or maybe even tomorrow, to have it ready to ship out to newspapers to get some quotes on it. And we have some engineers, some firms already that we already plan to send the RFP to.
Okay. Justin's on vacation, so I don't think we're going to get it out.
No, we have some. They have some staff that's working on it. They have.
We met last week and finalized.
Correct.
They let Justin take vacation.
Yes, you're talking about contract.
No, it's going out to the contract. RFP.
Tell me, you don't look me for contracts. He doesn't want you
to
do it. Yeah. He's like, I've had enough of that guy. Okay, let's talk about the water main on Discovery Bay Boulevard for a minute or two.
We want to start moving to get maybe an engineering firm to start designing that. What we have there existing is a 6-inch ACP, asbestos concrete pipe, that's broke on us twice, meaning that rarely do you see a pipe split all the way around. Like somebody cut it, but it's happened twice there. My assumption is when they put that pipe in, they didn't put any gravel around it. They just put dirt around it, so the earth shifts, so the weight of it causes that pipe. But over time, asbestos concrete, as you have water in there, starts to soak it up, sort of like a sweat rag in a way, and makes it weaker. This is 6 inches.
So where does it run from and to?
It's going to run from Furwood, the corner of Furwood. Furwood and Discovery Bay Boulevard. That's the first entrance to when you pass the steakhouse.
Where the gate
Kathy
is?
Kathy Marbles is, yeah.
Okay.
Right there, that intersection, and run down past the steakhouse.
Oh, it's just that run right there?
Yeah, just that section, about 300 feet, 400 feet of pipe. But we're going to make it PVC. We're going to put it in the street.
So how far down this way does that main come?
Nothing. Oh, it comes all the way up here.
And it's not, doesn't have the same problem down here?
It's a bigger pipe here. It's only 6 inch down at that one side. Because they brought, if you remember, before the steakhouse, they had a church and they had the open place.
Right.
Selling Discovery Bay. So they just put something in there.
So it's even though the perception would be that it comes in from there, it doesn't. It comes from here and goes that way, and that's just the end of it. Is that the same water pipe that's hooked up to the court that goes through the state?
Sewer. That's sewer.
That's sewer, different pipe. Okay. All right. So
we just want to start the engineering, if that's okay with the committee, to start getting engineering work on that.
I'm good.
Yeah,
we have it in the CIP.
Okay, let's go. Go with it.
Okay.
Thank you. Any future, obviously we're going to continue to talk about what we talked about today. Anything else that needs to be on the agenda that's on the horizon that we need to start discussing 3 months down the road?
Does one want to be included in some of the next meetings or not?
Well, we could at least
know
by Well, I think once you get down the road over ways,
okay.
Come back and give us an update. Here's where we are. Here's our general thoughts about whatever.
All right.
And we could give you input at that.
I
could go and listen, but I couldn't comment.
Yeah.
I don't, you know.
Well, but what I would like to do personally myself, because sometimes I'm here, sometimes I'm not. Just put me on the list for meeting times.
Okay.
And if I'm around, I may want to just sit in and figure and listen, you know what I mean, and learn.
Yeah.
So that I know what you're talking about a little bit better when you present to us, you know.
Sure.
Probably not. It's not like I don't have
much. Yeah, same thing with myself.
Yeah, just
send a loop on it.
Yeah, let us know your meeting schedule. Yeah,
we
have it. Yeah, right. Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Same with me, only. Put down if you need me, absolutely need me there on the night.
Anything else? Okay. Not hearing any. We will adjourn this meeting at 4:25.